song, Master, the Tempest is Raging. Master, the Tempest is Raging, or Peace Be Still. The text was written by Miss Mary Ann Baker, who was born in 1831 and lived at Chicago, Illinois. As a young woman, she was taught to believe in Christ and give him a consecrated life. But a series of events led her to become rebellious. Both her father and her mother died, and then her beloved brother became a victim of the same disease that killed their parents. Leaving their home in Chicago, he traveled 1,000 miles in the fruitless search for a climate that would heal better than the damp, cold winters to which he was accustomed. However, his condition grew worse rather than better, and to add to his misery, his favorite sister herself was bedridden back home in Chicago, so she could not come to look after him in his final illness. For 2 weeks, telegraph messages were sent back and forth between brother and sister, until the last telegram came bringing word from the South that the brother had died after suffering many months from his long and lingering illness. After this, Miss Baker said, "God does not care for me or mine." Feeling that what had happened to her and her family was more than she could bear, she continued, "What have I done to deserve this? What have I left undone that God should wreak this vengeance upon me in this way?" However, as the weeks of time passed, the tempest in what she called her unsanctified heart began to be stilled, and she gradually came to realize that God is always a loving Father, whether we are well or sick, rich or poor, whether we succeed or fail, live or die. A deeper and richer trust took possession of her and formed her from a rebellious woman to a loving and obedient one. Soon afterward, she became active again in religious activities, such as the Women's Christian Temperance Union, for which she provided some temperance songs. Then in 1874, she was asked to produce several songs to accompany Sunday school lessons. One of the subjects that was assigned to her was Christ Stilling the Tempest. At first, hesitating to attempt an expression of that scene's majesty in an original poem, Miss Baker found that her own experiences of tragedy had taught her that oftentimes Christ can still the troubled heart like the troubled sea. So she concluded that the miracle of Jesus had changed the frightened disciples as much as the elements of nature. Thus, drawing on what had happened in her case, she began putting pen to paper and finished 3 stanzas and a chorus. The tune was composed that same year by Horatio Richmond Palmer. It did not achieve popularity until 7 years later when, in 1881, President James A. Garfield was shot. For weeks, while Garfield hovered between life and death, people throughout the country sang this song. And after his death on September 18, 1881, it was sung at his funeral. From then on, it was printed in songbooks and won a permanent place in American churches. Miss Baker died in 1921 at the age of 90. I'd like to read the words to this song. "Master, the tempest is raging. The billows are tossing high. The sky is o'ershadowed with blackness. No shelter or help is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish? How canst thou lie asleep when each moment so madly is threatening a grave in the angry deep? Master, with anguish of spirit, I bow in my grief today. The depths of my sad heart are troubled. Oh, waken and save, I pray. Torrents of sin and of anguish sweep o'er my sinking soul. While I perish, dear Master, oh, hasten and take control. Master, the terror is over. The elements sweetly rest. Her sun in the calm lake is mirrored, and heaven's within my breast. Linger, O blessed Redeemer, leave me alone no more. And with joy I shall make the blessed harbor and rest on the blissful shore. The winds and the waves shall obey thy will. Peace be still. Whether the wrath of the storm-tossed sea, or demons or men or whatever it be, no water can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still. Peace be still. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace, peace be still. How interesting it is that she wrote this song with the things that she suffered in mind. And again, the thought that what this must have done for the disciples that were in the ship themselves and feeling that they were about to lose their life and the Lord stilling the sea and again making everything calm, including those disciples. This is a promise that we have today that the Lord gives to us if we are his child, if we are a Christian. His love for us is that we would have peace. Peace, one, on this earth between God and ourselves. And then especially peace when this life is over. To be able to have our abode with our Lord and Savior and God and Father forever and ever. Several of the songs I noticed this evening were sung about heaven. And about the beauties, the wonders, the rest, the things that we are looking forward to. Again, this is something that is meant to sustain us and to help us. If you're not a Christian this afternoon, you don't have this hope. You do not have that peace. You cannot be at rest with your God and Father or Lord and Savior. If you need to be obedient to the gospel, you have that opportunity. As a Christian, again, this is what the Lord wants for us. If we're not at peace with him, but there's something in our life that we need to change, then we have that opportunity. If you will, come while we stand and while we sing.